From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The governor of Indiana has signed into law a bill that will defund Planned Parenthood effective immediately. Indiana is the first state to do so. The law also imposes some of the broadest restrictions on abortion in the country.
Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels is a potential Republican presidential candidate, and his state is one of many where lawmakers are trying to pass stricter abortion laws. We'll hear more about other states in a few minutes. First, to Brandon Smith of Indiana Public Broadcasting.
Nicole Robbins is a 31-year-old single mother who has been going to Planned Parenthood here for 5 years.
This is live and direct.
In the waiting room of a midtown Indianapolis Planned Parenthood clinic with her 2-year-old daughter, Amaya, Robbins says she began as a self-payer but had to switch to Medicaid after she lost her job. Now in school, she's not sure what she'll do if she can't come to Planned Parenthood anymore.
I'm not working at the time, so I won't have no insurance, no income, so basically that leaves me with nothing.
Robbins says she's been looking into other options and found only one, a local health services group. But she has to buy into their health plan, and there's already a waiting list for care. When Robbins went to the Indiana Department of Health looking for information, she says workers there directed her to a clinic that only does TB testing and standard physicals. No pap smears, no breast exams, no STD tests.
If you don't have any insurance, really it's kind of like cut and dry.
The funding cut means Planned Parenthood will no longer be able to accept Medicaid.
That's actually our number.
Planned Parenthood of Indiana headquarters in downtown Indianapolis, President and CEO Betty Cockrum sits in her office, which is covered nearly wall to wall in posters and signs advertising the organization, none of which mention abortion. She says this intense focus on abortion is unfair.
The mission of Planned Parenthood principally is to provide basic reproductive health care to patients, and most of those are, the vast majority of them are low-income women and men here in Indiana.
But Indiana Right to Life Legislative Director Sue Swayze strongly disagrees.
I would call it branding. I think they're branded. Their corporate brand is the face of abortions. And I think that is their mission.
Swayze concedes, though, that federal law prohibits public funds paying directly for abortions. But she says the fact that taxpayer dollars support Planned Parenthood, a group that performs abortions, is unacceptable, a sentiment Governor Daniels echoes. He had previously suggested the GOP set aside social issues while trying to fix the nation's budget problems. But Daniels says his suggestions for a truce were more about the national fight, not the state one.
It's not the first Right to Life bill I've signed that's consistent with policy I've always had, and I was for this bill from the beginning. There's no reason for me to change my mind.
Hospitals are exempt from the funding cuts, meaning Planned Parenthood is the only organization being targeted. Governor Daniels says he made sure there would be enough other options for women should Planned Parenthood lose its government funding. He says those options include rural health clinics and community health centers located all across the state. But Betty Cockrum says the measure prevents 22,000 women from accessing Planned Parenthood without paying out of pocket, and the other options the governor talks about won't be able to handle that load. The midtown Indianapolis location Nicole Robbins uses will lose about $155,000 per year if it can no longer accept Medicaid. Robbins says she hopes she can find a job and come back to Planned Parenthood. She says she really likes coming here.
The people here, friendly atmosphere, the disposition of everybody never changes, always answering questions, always consistent in the care, questions, concerns, they always answer them, they're always there.
Within 10 minutes of the governor's signature, Planned Parenthood filed for a temporary stay, hoping to delay the effects of the cuts until litigation can proceed. Judge Tanya Walton Pratt announced she will rule on the stay Wednesday at noon. Planned Parenthood says it will not turn away any patients until the judge rules. For NPR News, I'm Brandon Smith from Indianapolis.